Rejoice in his holy name. He's exalted. Jesus the King. majesty. Worship his majesty.
Jesus
who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, Jesus, King of kings. Thank you, Lord.
Worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise.
Majesty,
kingdom authority flows from his throne unto his own. His anthem reigns.
So we exalt him.
So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King.
Oh, majesty.
Majesty, worship his majesty.
Jesus
who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
Jesus who died, oh,
Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
Yes, Jesus.
Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
God alone, from before time began, you are on your throne, you are God alone, and right now, in the good times and bad, you are on your throne, you are God alone, you are
God alone, from before time began, you are on your throne, you are God alone.
Oh,
times and bad, you are on your throne, you are God alone, you are God alone, from before time began, you are on your throne, you are God alone, and right now, in the good times and bad, you are on your throne, you are God alone,
you are
unchanged.
You are God alone, and right now, in the good times and bad, you are on your throne, you are God alone,
you are God alone,
from before time began, you are on your throne, you are God alone, and right now, in the good times and bad, you are on your throne.
Oh, you are unchangeable, unchangeable.
to see that I may live again. Oh, the precious Lamb of God.
Oh,
holy is the Lamb.
The precious Lamb.
The precious Lamb of God.
Why you love me so?
Why you love me so, Lord, I shall never. Precious Lamb.
You love us, God. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Aren't you glad he is the perfect lamb? He was born, and that was great. He lived, and that was great. He went to the cross, and he died. And that was great too. But the resurrection proved that he did it all right. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is risen. Amen. He's risen indeed. And because he lives, I live also. Hallelujah. Can we sing, because he lives, I can face tomorrow? Hallelujah. Karabosha tekele prosamarakaya. All my fears are gone.
Because I know,
he holds my future, and now life is worth the living.
Life is worth a living
just because God. Amen. I welcome you all to the house of the Lord this day that the Lord God Almighty has made for you and I to rejoice and be glad. We're going to have a wonderful time this morning and again tonight, as we present ourselves before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the one who redeemed us. Hallelujah. Somebody say, my Redeemer lives. Praise the Lord. He redeemed me in his death, but in his living, he made certain that everything he paid for and settled was delivered. Somebody shout hallelujah. There is nothing God has for me that's not going to touch me and reach me. I must receive everything God has for me. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? You sure you believe that? Everything God has for you. Somebody tell me what God has for you. Divine health. Divine wealth. Peace.
Lots of money.
Huh?
Lots of money.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Whatever God has for me, I get. Because Jesus is there making sure I get it. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, I shall never be denied. I receive now everything my Father has for me. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen, amen. Worship team, thank you so very much. At this time, Mama is going to come and she's going to lead us in our time of prayer and intercession. And then we're going to come and we're going to hear the word of the Lord. And right after the word, our young ones are going to tell us, show to us what this day is all about. And then I'll also tell you something else. God bless.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Good day, everybody. Happy Resurrection Day. It happened already, but we still say it. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. The rest of you, you can stretch your hands while we pray for our children. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all our children. We lift them before you. Lord, touch their lives, every one of them, biological children, spiritual children, partners all over the world. We lift them before you, extended family. Everyone from age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those that are on the earth, every decade of life, every single one of them, touch them in the mighty name of Jesus. Fill them with your Holy Spirit. Thank you that you died and you rose again for everyone. And we thank you, God, that all their days they will know you, love you, serve you, walk with you, and listen to your voice. A stranger's voice they will not hear. They shall not be derailed. They shall walk in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. In Jesus' mighty name, heal those that are sick. Restore them. Those that are having problems, heal, restore, and make them whole. Lord, those that are mourning, comfort them. Those that have crisis, let Jesus Christ be their Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare so. Amen. Bless you, children. See you later. You're looking beautiful. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you into the service. Spirit of wisdom, spirit of knowledge, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We welcome you into our heart, to the service, into our homes, city, nation, and into our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Our scripture this morning is going to be John chapter 20. It's the story of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. When you get home, try to read chapter 21 also. It continues with what the Lord did after resurrection. We won't be able to do all of it. So I think there are 31 verses in chapter 20, so you need to catch up. So I'm just going to read this morning. I think I've spoken about this passage many times to us, so you can catch up. All right, let's read together. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Now, for those of you, sepulchre is just where they buried him. So they used to carve out caves, stone caves, and they laid the body there until the bones rot, and then they packed the bones and put them in a little box. So, but he was laid in the place where his body is supposed to have rot. But Jesus said he's going to die and he's going to rise again the third day. They still didn't believe it, so something happened. Verse 3, Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciples came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter and came first to the sepulchre. And stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter, following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lying, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. I know all this is foreign to us because in the Western world or most cultures, when they bury, they don't do this. But this is what they did. You just put a napkin to cover the face. Right. All right, verse 8. Then went in also that other disciple which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Verse 10. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre, weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. So up till now, even herself did not believe in the resurrection that is going to happen. So nobody believed. Thank God for helping all of us. Say, Lord, help my belief. Verse 14, And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Somebody shout hallelujah. Why didn't she recognize him? Because the resurrected body is going to look different from the normal body. You are going to look different. Hallelujah. You still look the same, but there's going to be a difference. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Our glorious body is going to be glorious. Hallelujah. This is somebody that she has fed in her home. Somebody she has been with. she could not recognize him. May God reveal himself to us so that we can recognize him. May you recognize him this morning. Say amen. Because it's easy when we are talking about somebody and say, how can she not recognize him? It can happen to any one of us. So just thank God that he's going to reveal himself to us. Verse 16, say, Lord, reveal yourself to me. Praise the Lord. Verse 16, Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Until the Lord beckoned on her, she could not recognize. May you hear his voice this morning. May you recognize him after he calls you. Say, Master, call me. Say, Amen. Verse 17, Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. This is one of my favorite scriptures. This is a day we all got promoted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus says you are of your father, the devil, but today he says we have one Father, one God. You are God's family. You are royal family. You are not earthly royal, you are heavenly royal. That's enough for you to shout a big hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are far from ordinary. You are special. Somebody say, I'm special. Why? God made you special. Jesus made you his little sister and little brother. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, I'm Jesus' brother. I'm a girl, so I'm Jesus' sister. Hey, praise and ogo. Praise the Lord. Yeah, somebody say, I'm Jesus' little sister. If you are a boy, say, brother. It's right here in the Bible, so don't be shy of that. You can proudly say that. You've been promoted. Hallelujah. So God loves you as much as he loves Jesus. Praise the Lord. I'm saying it for myself. God loves me as much as he loves Jesus. Well, Jesus said it. He promoted you. He came to share. Amen. Verse 18, Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her. There's a lot of things was being fixed, even in the resurrection story. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't have time to go through all of that this morning. Why did he think he's a gardener? He had to appear that way because the first Adam was a gardener. So Jesus had to look like a gardener. Praise the Lord. Complete restoration. Complete resurrection. Complete restoration. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You will see him restoring everything that was lost in the garden as you read this story. Verse 19, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. Somebody say, I received that peace. Verse 20, and when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands, his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Verse 21, then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. This is the second time. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 22, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Verse 23. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. So power to forgive, power to hold and to constrain and to restrain people have been given to us. But we learn to forgive. Say amen. Because if you don't forgive, your Heavenly Father will not forgive you. Your prayers will not be answered. But you can hold that person in bondage. So this morning, say, no one can hold me in bondage. I want you to say it again. No one can hold me in bondage. Yes, you can be restrained, but nobody can restrain you. Say amen. Say a big amen. Amen. But Thomas, I don't have time to go into all those, the meaning of all those things, so take it as it is. Verse 24, but Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see his hands, the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. So somebody say, thank God for Thomas. Well, Thomas wants proof, and Jesus gave him proof. Verse 26, and after 8 days, again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Somebody say, I receive the peace. Verse 27, then said he to Thomas, reach thither thy finger, behold thy hands, and reach thither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. Somebody say, I have faith, and I believe. Say amen. 28, and Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Somebody say, that's me. So many of us have not physically seen the Lord, but we believe. So somebody say, I'm blessed. Yeah, Jesus declared blessing over you. Say, I receive this blessing. Because you believe this morning, you are blessed. Say, I'm blessed. Say, amen. Well, don't be ashamed to say, I'm blessed. Say, I'm blessed. Yeah, it's a gift given to you so you can say it. Hallelujah. Just like your name. If they ask you, what's your name? Are you ashamed to say your name? You just say it. Right? It's given to you. So, same thing, blessing is given to you. Just say, I'm blessed. Somebody say, I'm blessed. You know, blessing is not only material. You have many blessings, more than material. Say amen. You're blessed to be in continuous divine health. Hallelujah. You're blessed to have a family. You're blessed in many things. You're blessed to live in a peaceful nation. You could have been one of those people that live in a war zone. You could have been in an earthquake center. But you are blessed this morning. Somebody say, I'm blessed. So stop counting blessing as only money. Yes, money is very good. The Bible says money answereth all things. So we need that. Amen? Yes, but you have more than that. That you're breathing this morning without machine and you are alive is a blessing. Somebody say, I am blessed. We're almost done. Verse 30, and many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. Verse 31, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. How many believers are here this morning? So you have life. Somebody say, I have life, and I have life in abundance. Your life will not deplete. Your life will continue to increase. In the name of Jesus. Everything God has given to you will increase and multiply. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak the peace of God over you. Receive his peace. Receive his peace. Receive his peace. In Jesus' mighty name, may he provide for you and your family. May he provide you wisdom, knowledge, understanding. May he provide his ways. May he provide his blessings. He's called us blessed, and we remain blessed. His Father is our Father. His God is our God. May our lives be transformed. Lord, be in the service this morning. Be with every family. Whatever their burden is, may be rolled off them. In the mighty name of Jesus. May they know you and the power of your resurrection. You provided, you cooked, and you took care of them after resurrection. Even when Peter decided to go fish all night, caught nothing, you showed up. You already prepared the coals to prepare the barbecue for them. You did everything. Everything you have prepared for us because of your resurrection. May we enjoy all of that. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, may we continue to launch into your right side and may we continue to receive abundance. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within her walls and her palaces, peace, 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 peace to all the nations of the earth. Where someone is calling Jesus this morning, Savior divine, save them. Save those nations. Touch the leadership. Turn it around. Let the leadership not be for self-gain, but for the people. In the mighty name of Jesus, the nations that are dealing with corruption and wickedness, Lord, only your righteousness can exalt a nation. We ask for your righteousness. Bring forth righteous leader. Raise them up, O Lord, that they will do what is right for the people. In the mighty name of Jesus. Be in the service this morning. Let your word come with power, with grace, with favor, mercy, truth. Bless our children as they do their presentation today. May your name be glorified. In the name of Jesus. Bless the carrier of the word, the giver of the word, the receiver of the word. And bless our tithes and offering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God bless you. Where Apostle went. Praise the Lord. All right. Hallelujah. We're waiting for him to come out of that place. Praise the Lord. All right. To God be the glory. So since he's not here, I was rushing because I thought he needed more time. So praise the Lord. All right. I told you to read John 21. So I'll give you a little mini recap of 21. So John 21, after Jesus died, after he rose, he wasn't staying with the disciples like normal all the time they were together. But he goes away and he shows up. So Peter went fishing, you know, and the Bible says Peter was naked. He took out all his clothes, and when he saw Jesus showed up, he quickly put on his clothes. You know, he's a fisherman. You can sort of tell the character of Peter. He's an older man, but he's just a fun-loving guy. And he has a big mouth and is full of hot temper. But nevertheless, he's a person, people person. Praise the Lord. So he was fishing. They caught nothing. They want to eat. They're hungry. So Jesus showed up. Jesus already made coals of fire, got the barbecue ready. He knew, waiting for them, you know, to bring the fish. And Jesus now told them to do what? He said, they've been toiling. He said, just put it on the right side. You know, he told them that before when they were walking, you know. They caught many fishes. You think they will apply the principles of what the Lord has taught them. It flew off the cuckoo nest. But may God put what he has taught us back into our mind today, into our spirit. Praise the Lord, you know. So he launched into the right side and he caught, who can tell me how many fishes? Don't cheat. 153. Did you cheat this morning? Who said 153? Praise the Lord. God bless you, Brother Al. 153. Oh, the scriptures are up there. Praise the Lord. 153 fishes. Praise the Lord. From catching nothing. So, you know, there are just few of them ready to eat. So there's no way they can finish that. So after resurrection, what is Jesus showing? He's showing that he will meet all our need. That's why the scriptures say, my God shall supply all your need according to who? His riches in glory. Praise the Lord. Where you have been failing, nothing is happening. God will put his success. Somebody say, I receive his success. And not only a small success, abundance. Hallelujah. More than what you need. So you can take care of other people. We are not here to just take care of ourselves. We are responsible for others. Say, may God help us this morning. I can go on. Apostle is back, so let's give him time to preach. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. This is the day of days. This day defines us. And while it is true that this day defines us, it is a day of breakthroughs. Amen. Some say a day of breakthroughs. Because this day is the day that made it possible for you and I truly to become the family of God. Amen? Amen? Jesus, our Lord, said, I'm going to my God and your God, my Father and your Father. Hallelujah. I have a Father. A Father that is not limitable. A Father that is not stoppable. A Father that cannot be overwhelmed. A Father that's in charge all of the time. A Father that knows me. I don't know if you and I get it, but sometimes it is not what we have heard. It is what we believe. Yesterday we had an impartation. An impartation was an impartation of faith. Believing, faith. Because the word of God says, who has believed our report, and to whom shall the arm of the Lord be revealed? Those were two questions. And those two questions answered each other. To whom is the arm of the Lord going to be revealed? Isaiah 53 verse 1. To those who believe the report. And the word of God says to us that we who were not there, who did not touch Jesus Christ physically, that to us a blessing has been assigned, ordained, released to. I am blessed. Can you say that this morning? I didn't touch Jesus physically, but I believe the report. I believe what? The report. The report says that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, went into the depths of hell, seized the keys of death and the grave, rose again, brought with him an entourage of those who had believed the covenant. I said he brought with him those who have believed the covenant. He brought with him Abraham, everyone that died, that believed that he who promised that his blood was able to cover their sins until the time of redemption, and believed him in spite of the fact that they had not physically seen God. Because God is still blessing those who believe even though they have not seen. Has anybody seen God here? Anybody? But you believe in God. And God says, you're blessed. You see, man tries to create a caricature of who God is. They build different things and idols, and they pour libations to that stuff. And they think that is God, something they made with their hands. But we believe in a God that we cannot see, but we can see his handiwork all around us. And we recognize that no man did any of this. Hallelujah. No man did any of this. No man did it. A God who is supreme and sovereign, he did it. The eagle did not do it. So I'm not bowing down and worshiping an eagle and an eagle feather. The crocodile did not do it. Huh? Might have big teeth, but it didn't do it. The tortoise didn't do it. The turtle is not carrying the world in its back. No, a God that I cannot see sees me and did all of this. He's so big, but still I cannot see him with my physical eyes. So how can I see him? With the eyes of faith, knowing that nothing here is possible if somebody didn't do it. But who did it? It's not that little ant that did it. It's not the holy cow that did it. And definitely, it is not the bunny with the egg that did it. A God who wants to reveal himself. A God who says, you see this whole world? It's like a droplet of water in a bucket. It's like a dust, a grain of sand. And I've traveled. And it doesn't look like a droplet of water. When you're in the plane and you're going and going and going and going and going and going and going, you sleep and you wake and it is night and then it's day and then it's almost night again and you're still flying. Then you recognize there's something bigger than all of this. If you've not come to the understanding that there's something bigger than you, you're the biggest fool there is. If you've not come to the understanding that there is a God who is greater than your puny little mind, you're the biggest fool. That's why the Word of God says it's the fool who says in his heart, there is no God. Jesus Christ came at the fullness of time, commissioned by the love of God. For the Word of God says, God so loved the world that he gave. Because God is a giver. Hallelujah. He's a giver because he has it all. Somebody shout hallelujah. Let me say that again. He's a giver because he knows he has it all. And he cannot run out. People who believe that they will never run out give like their God. People who think they're going to run out, if I give, I'm going to lose out, have not learned the secret that the God that we serve also said, if you put a grain of corn in the ground, you're going to get a cob. That you get more by sowing. And he believed that. So he, God, sold his son. He put him in the ground. And when he rose up the third day, look at all of us. He's got sons and daughters all over the world. I know it, I know it, I know it. He's still birthing sons and daughters. When I was in Pakistan recently and 27,000 people gave their lives to the Lord in one shot. Oh, that was God saying, shooky, shooky, I'm still here. I am God. I set the captives free. Somebody shout hallelujah. He is not limited by anything and by anyone. And the greatest thing you can do is to bend your knees before this King of Kings and Lord of Lords and say, God, I bow myself before you because I know that without you, I am nothing. As long as you still think you are somebody. Without him, you are on a fool's errand. The Bible says in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, the thrust of my message this morning is very simple. It says, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. Verse 6 is the verse that I want to point to, but let's keep on going. Verse 2. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For, the Bible says, the angel of the Lord descended from heaven. Just an angel, one angel. Descends, lands. As soon as he lands, there's an earthquake. Let all of us jump. Let everybody in the planet jump. Together, in unison. And there will be no earthquake. Somebody listening? Everybody, all 8 billion of us, all jump at the same time. Boom! No earthquake. One angel lands. Earthquake. He says, this angel came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. Ironies. One angel lands, there's an earthquake, the angel sits on a stone, and the stone doesn't go through the ground. You think that is amazing? Well, let me tell you really what's amazing. That the God that you and I serve, Bible says, has to look into heaven because he's above heaven. He sits in heaven and he is. But that same God, who is that big, says, invite me to come into your heart. And you say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, be my Lord and my Savior. And he comes in. Boom. bigger, so he can go to the smallest of the smallest and be as the biggest as of the biggest. All spectrum. Is somebody listening? He said, Pastor, what does that mean? That means there is not an issue in your life that God will not pay attention to. I tell you a story. I've told this story many times before. Before GPS, navigation systems, I was looking for the house of a particular individual. I will mention her name. Her name was Rosemary Stewart. She'd not been to the church, but some other person had mentioned that this particular individual was connected to the ministry through our television program. Will I go and see this person? And I said, what's the address? And give me the address. I said, where is this place? He said, it's just off Templeton. Oh, I said, oh, that's easy. Templeton is a short street. You know, it goes from Maine to McPhillips. So if it's off Templeton, there's no way I'm going to miss it. So I get on the road, start from one end of Templeton, go to the end of Templeton. I didn't see the street. I said, maybe I was driving too fast. So I head back again, all the way. Still no street. Then I went all the way back to Maine. Can't find it. I said, there's no such street. And then I heard the Lord. Would you like to find the place? I said, yes. That's why I've been driving up and down this street. He said, okay, keep on going. So I kept on going. And I come to Sinclair. He says, turn right on Sinclair. So I turn down on Sinclair, and I'm going, and I see the dead end. I see the dead end. I said, there's no such street. The Lord says to me, he said, have you gotten to the end yet? I said, no, but okay, if you say. I get to the end of the street, end of Sinclair, and there's a street that I've been looking for. God was that interested in me finding a street. How menial is that? Well, it must not surprise you that God says, even if one hair, one number 120 falls off of your head, I know the number that fell. That number 120 fell and not number 126. I know that. If one sparrow falls off and drops to the ground, I know which sparrow. I know the name of that sparrow. I know the date it was born. I know the mother's of that sparrow. God is connected in the most little unimportant thing to the most extraordinary thing. Why do I say this to you? Because the Word of God says, don't make a difference between things. The same God, the same grace, the same faith that can solve the smallest problem is the same grace, the same faith, the same power that will solve the biggest problem. So don't make a difference between things. So if you are believing me for 10 cents, that same faith, I'm the same God that will produce 10 million. Same faith. Is somebody listening? Same faith. Same God. My capacity reaches all spectrums of issues. No matter what it is, I am God. I have not changed and will never change. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's what the resurrection of Jesus Christ means to you and I. The word of God continues in Matthew 28, talking about this angel. He says his countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. Can you picture it? All these soldiers are supposed to guide and guard and make sure that Jesus doesn't get anywhere. Teeth shattering. They are shaking. They are like dead people. You can just they fall over. They're trying to keep Jesus in the grave. Come on. Who born monkey? Who are you? Until this very moment, there are people who still think they've got all kinds of power. You know, the only reason people think they have so much power is that God is such a patient God. He's just such a patient God, and he just looks at people doing their crazy stuff and saying, are you serious? You must be kidding me. Come on. No. But that's how we act. Jesus said, I am going to rise on the third day. He told them. But that has never happened before. Nobody's been crucified and then come back to life. So here's Mary Magdalene with all the love that she had, going with all kinds of special spices. And the angel says, I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. I know what you're looking for. You're looking for Jesus who was crucified. And verse 6, he's not here. Some say, he's not here. Say it again. He is not here. One more time. He is not here. He's not where you expected him to be. You expected him to stay dead. He's not here. You expected him to stay here buried. He is not here. But listen. I'm going to come back to this because this is the thrust of my message today. He is not here. The tomb and the stone were not rolled away so that Jesus could come out. Let me say that again. It was not rolled out so that Jesus, when he rose from the dead, would bang his head. No. When Jesus rose from the dead, he came out. The stone was rolled away so that Mary can see. I said the stone was rolled away so that Mary could see that Jesus isn't there. Jesus rose from the dead, brought everybody out. This is when the angel came, that's the second earthquake. The first earthquake was Jesus coming out from the grave with all of these guys that died. And in fact, he was out in the street with them. Because the Bible says Abraham and the rest of them, they were walking the streets of Jerusalem. They've been released from the place where they had laid for centuries. But they're wise enough to wait for Jesus to come out first. But he set them free. And this is the principle. I know my time is limited. The principle is, give honor to whom honor is due. Even though he raised them up from the dead, they were smart enough to know they cannot come out until he came out first. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, the angel says, he's not here. Come. See where the Lord lay. That's where he laid. It was right in there. Right in there. He's no longer there. And this is the message the Lord wants me to bring to you in a nutshell today. He is not here. That's where they expected him to be. And all night long, the Lord kept on saying to me, tell my people this message. When my word says he is not here, he is risen, it's not just about me. That is a settled matter. It's now about them. Hallelujah. It's now about them. They are no longer there. They are no longer in that place of poverty that the devil said they have to be at. He comes looking for you in the place, the house of lack, and he comes and looks, and you are not there. He comes looking for you in the place of death, and you are no longer there. He comes looking, expecting to see you in the place of defeat, in the place of shame, in the place of confusion. And when he comes, you are not there, because you are not meant to be there. You are risen with him. Somebody shout hallelujah. He is not there. And you are not there. Oh, I know his goose is cooked. This is the end of him. And they come looking for you to be and say, where did he go? Where did he go? Well, I died with him. I was buried with him. I rose again with him. And I ascended with him. Praise the Lord. Many years ago, I was in my house. It was late, possibly sometime around midnight. Just finished checking the doors. At that time, we were living in a co-op. And so I was coming, approaching the staircase. I had this stab in my chest. Excruciating pain. And I heard the devil laughing. Literally heard the devil laughing. Said, you're going to die here, and your wife is going to come down in the morning and see you dead. And I'm killing over in pain. And then I did something. I shall live and not die and testify of the goodness of the Lord. I stretched up. That devil wanted to kill me. And would you know it? I was supposed to go for medical checkup with a doctor that week. So I was there, laid on their funny bed, and here comes the pastor, the doctor. And as he was approaching, the Lord spoke to me. He said, "Son, your heart is going to beat funny. Don't worry about that." I had received a report from the Lord. He told me, "Your heart is going to beat funny, but don't worry about it." And as soon as that doctor put his tool on my chest, my heart started beating funny. I could feel it. The doctor jumps back. He says, "Get up now. Go downstairs." I looked at him. As the lying devils, my papa, my God, and my father already told me that you're going to try to cause me to believe your lie. They did all the battery of tests. I came out clean. Somebody shout hallelujah. I was not where the enemy expected me to be, having a heart problem. That was not my portion. Hallelujah. I remember one day, our oldest son had gone off. You know, pastors have problems too. We'd not known, we didn't know where he'd been for close to 6 months. We didn't know where he was. This particular day, Mama comes to me and says, "Our son is coming home today." I say, "Oh, praise the Lord." He says, "Shut all the lights down, all the lights in the house, kill all of them. He's coming today." So I did that. And I laid in the family room. And all of a sudden, I hear something happening with the window. And I'm quiet. And then I move tiptoe. I stood at the side of the window. I knew he was the one coming. I believed the report. Hallelujah. I believed the report. The report said, "Our son is coming home today." So I stood there, quiet. And he breaks in and is sticking his head in, and I laid my hands on him. I said, "Who are thou?" Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we brought him in, ministered to him. He went to his room. In the morning, somebody say, "In the morning." We get a call. Ask me what this call was about. I'll tell you, since you asked. This call came from a dear sister that was like a mother to our children. Came from Sister Esmeralda Clark. And she says, "Pastor, I got a call from so-and-so that you and Pastor Maria are hiding something from the church." I said, like what? That your son is dead. I said, which son? Your oldest son. And that you're hiding it from the church. I said, interesting. Because today, I counted all my children and they are all here. Somebody shout hallelujah. They are all here. What was the enemy trying to do? For me to believe his report. But God had already gone ahead of him and dragged our son in so that we could not agree with the lies of the devil, because we could see with our own crow eyes that our God had done a miracle. Our son was in the house. I said, our son is sleeping downstairs. He's here. Oh, he was not where they said he was going to be, dead. That was the plan of the enemy. For me to agree with him, for Mama and I to agree that our oldest son was dead. But God said, Nehi. Not be so. That is not the way we are going to tell this story. We're going to tell the story of the awesomeness of God. Our son was home. Whatever the enemy has planned, whatever it is that he thinks that he wants to accomplish and things he has already accomplished, because he sees you right there, your step just about to land on the trap, he will find out. That even though he saw your feet stepping on the trap, that God has made your step so light that it didn't trigger it. Somebody shout hallelujah. Nothing that the devil has planned against you is going to succeed. It will all fail because you serve a living God. He is faithful. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the unchanging changer, and he is your God. He is your helper. He is your present help in the time of trouble. The devil thought Jesus is finished, and God was laughing. God was just busy laughing. Said, look at you, fool. Look at you. Look at you. You think you got me? I got you. You think you're going to drag everybody to hell? No. I sowed my son so I can have a harvest. And God is going to have his harvest. Somebody shout hallelujah. God is going to have his harvest, and the harvest is that this truth will be manifested in your life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Somebody shout hallelujah. The devil doesn't have the last word. He's the biggest fool there is. Because how can you be so beaten down and by the Creator, your Creator, and think you're going to win? The fool still thinks he's going to win something. But what he doesn't know is this, that sometimes sons and daughters are dragged into his enclave, dragged into his village, brought into his gangre, and all that ends up happening is that those sons that God is going to bring out Hallelujah. Now know all his secrets. Hallelujah. And they come out of that drug addicted state and begin to testify of the goodness of God and begin to testify and say, this is the way I went and I got into trouble. You don't need to go that way. You can come this way and know life. And so many come out with them. He thought he had them dead, lawful captives. But God says, even though they are lawful captives, I, God, will set them free. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. No matter what has happened in your life, it's not the end of your story. Please hear that. It doesn't matter what's happened. That's not the end of the story. Because there's still something being written down about you that's reversing the misfortune of your life. Say, Pastor, you don't know. I messed up big time. My life is finished. And God will say, you know what? I agree with you. Your life is finished. Now you can have my life. Praise the Lord. Because I love you. Your story is not going to end bad. Because I'm going to cause all things that work together, good, bad, and ugly. I'm going to cause all things to work together for your good. Because I love you. And I have a purpose for you. So in a nutshell, this is the message. He's not here. He's risen. And you are not there. You also have risen because you are in him. And he is in you. Yesterday I illustrated something with a glove. Do I still have that glove? Or does somebody still have that glove? Nobody? Nobody? It's too warm today. Praise the Lord. Thank God the seasons are changing. Just like your season is changing for better. Hallelujah. But I had a glove with me. And that glove was created in the image and likeness of my hand. But as long as it remained as an image of the likeness of my hand, it had no capacity, no ability, it had no power. There was potential, but it couldn't do anything. It couldn't grab my Bible. It couldn't move anything. It was just itself, an image and likeness. Until the true image, the original, stepped into it. And when my hand went into that glove received my power. It received what I had. It could pack a punch. The other one can't do anything. But this one could do all kinds of things that I, the original, could do. And God says, you are like that glove. You created in my image and likeness. And when I put myself inside of you, all my power is transferred into you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I left you that way. And early this morning, the Lord said, tell my people that it goes two ways. I said, what are you talking about? He said, it depends on your vantage point. I say, tell me more. He said, you remember you put your hand inside the glove? I said, yes. He said, but the glove put you on too. I said, what do you mean? He said, the glove fit into you. And I was in it. And it was on me. Oh. Jesus said that when you are in him and he is in you, you will be fruitful. And you can do all things. Somebody listening. And with those words, I want you to be reminded of this fact. I am in him and he is in me. Say it with me. I am in him and he is in me. One more time. I am in him and he is in me. Somebody shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So if I come looking for you, where will I find you? In him. If I come looking for you in the lack station, will you be there? Why? And where is he? And when he rose again from the dead, what did he do? He ascended, didn't he? And when he ascended to the place where sickness and disease is. No. He ascended and he went to the place where there is so much lack. Everybody's broke. No. So we are seated in heavenly places and we are what? Far above. Somebody say, far above. One more time. Far above. Far above what? All principalities, all powers, all the rulers of the darkness of this world, all spiritual wickedness. What do all those things want to do? Keep you in poverty, keep you in confusion, keep you in shame, keep you defeated, keep you compromised. But you're not going to be there anymore because you have a new name. It's the name of the Lord. It is on your forehead. You are marked by God for greater things. Somebody shout hallelujah. 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 Somebody say he is risen. And so am I. Because I am in him and he is in me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. It's a joy ministering to you this morning. My prayer, my belief, is that every one of us take a hold of the Word of God and remind ourselves, I am not there in the place of death anymore. I have life. And not only do I have life, I'm bringing a crowd of people with me. Did you hear what I said? If you were in Christ Jesus and died with him and you rose with him, then you also brought an entourage out. Those have been held captive who have been where the enemy thought they should be, you're bringing them all out. Somebody say, I'm bringing a harvest. Do you receive that word?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Never think of yourself as nothing ever again. Be reminded of the fact that you are a representative, an ambassador of the Most High God. Praise God. At this time, we're going to honor God with our givings. But before we do that, I want to ask this simple question. Is there anyone here today, having heard the word of God, the report of who God is, and what God wants to do in your life, today, not attaching yourself to some religious belief, but to a person? Because I was one of those who used to say, I'm a Christian because my father is a Christian. And God promptly answered, no. As the soul of the Father is mine, so also the soul of the Son. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. God doesn't have grandchildren. He has no grandsons, no granddaughters. He only has sons and daughters. People who have a personal relationship with him. This life is so short. Eternity is forever. And the decision we make in this brief moment in time impacts our eternity. Because we will all live. You're going to live in God or outside of God. And if you're living outside of God, you are living in death. Because death is separation from your true source. Somebody listening. This is an opportunity for you. On this Easter Sunday, to say yes to God. Say, God, I give you my life. I surrender it to you. Do something with it. Make something out of this life of mine. If that's you today that wants to turn your life over to God, I invite you to do so. By signifying, by the lifting of your hand, you say, I want to give my life to God, and I'll pray with you. If there's anyone like that, all over this place, praise the Lord. Will I then assume rightly that everyone here has given their lives to God already? If you've already given your life to God, just raise your hand. Praise the Lord. I'll say it again. If you've already given, so you don't miss it. If you've already given your life to God and Jesus is your Lord and your Savior, raise your hand. Praise the Lord. All right. I thank God that everyone here has given their lives to God already. Then because you have so done, say with your mouth today, I thank God. I am saved, delivered, and redeemed. I'm a child of the Most High God. Amen. 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 Give a good clap offering unto the Lord. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to honor God with our giving. If you've not released your offering to the Lord as of yet, what we do here in this house is we bring it up. We release it by faith, trusting God to multiply our seed sown. Those of you that are online, the information for you to release your offering, your tithe, your expression of thanksgiving to the Lord is on the screen. You can utilize it right now and participate in an expression of thanksgiving, because every child of God, every one of us, when we recognize that Jesus Christ gave it all, what better day, what better moment to come back and say thank you. Recognizing that it doesn't matter how big the amount is, that you and I cannot pay for our salvation. But we are just using it as a point of contact to say thank you. Thank you. What you have given to me, I am returning to you with thanksgiving, just to say I appreciate with all of my being your sacrifice for me. But your biggest offering is not your dollars, it is your life. That you're willing to listen to the instructions of God and obey it. For the word of God says obedience is better than sacrifice. Your obedience in following God is your greatest gift to God and to yourself. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, at this time, I'm going to invite Mama to come. Stand with me. We're going to all share together in communion. If you've not received the element of communion, just raise your hand and the ushers will come serve you right away. I see one hand over here and I see a hand over there. If you have not received the elements for communion, just raise your hand. Keep it raised so that you can be served. At this time, while we're getting ready for communion, I'd like for the information for the Zoom link to be placed, because in just a moment, we are going to switch off strictly to the Zoom link. And there, we are going to continue in the afterglow. The young people have something they want to share with us today. Amen. And it's not going to be on YouTube and it's not going to be on Facebook. So if you want to enjoy what it is that they are bringing to us, then you have to switch off to the Zoom link. The password is there. The meeting ID is there. If you're not there already, this is your opportunity to make that switch. Write those numbers down. Go to your Zoom, 851-8432-5513 is a meeting ID, and the password is 945071. All right. Okay, are we ready? The children ready with their elements also? Everybody has their elements of communion? Okay. All right. Let's rise together. This is the body of the Lord. The body that was broken for our redemption, deliverance, peace, and prosperity. The body that brings us into a new union. The Lord says, when you take of this body and you eat of it, He says, do it in remembrance of me. As you take of this body and you eat, let the manifold blessings of God rush into your life. Let the enemy of your soul be found a liar. May you disappoint the forces of darkness every day of your life. Because you've become one with the Lord and Savior of your soul. Take and eat in Jesus' name.
This is the cup of blessing. Jesus shed his blood for us. Bible says when he sees the blood, when the destroyer sees the blood, he will pass over us. May every problem pass over your family.
In Jesus' name.
May sickness and disease pass over your family. May lack and poverty pass over. May everything that trouble you, may the Lord trouble them. In the name of Jesus. What he has paid for, he will get what he paid for. He paid for your life and my life, and you are precious. May every precious gift that the Lord has given come to pass in your life and in my life.
Amen.
Take and drink.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The two things, we're going to welcome those that are guests for the first time after the production. And I have one other announcement I'm going to make at the end of the service tonight. Amen? Well, let's have our young ones do their thing now. It's time for them.